to heat water to wash the clothes, it would be a great big pot.
I see.
Iron pot.
Would you call that a kettle? The one that was outside? Would you ever call that a kettle?
It could be a kettle, it could be just a pot.
I see. Did you ever hear that called a wash pot?
Wash pot, mm-hmm.
Or would it ever have been called a wash kettle?
I reckon it could be.
But did you ever hear that?
No, I think we usually called it the wash pot.
And that would be iron?
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
When you build it, put it over an open fire outdoors.
Mm. Do you ever, that brought up something I heard over here that I had not heard before. Did you ever hear of something that they beat the clothes against to get them clean?
Beat them against?
I beat them against.
I'm afraid I don't date back that far.
Oh, awfully sorry. I thought you might have heard. Have you ever heard of a battling block? Or a paddling block? I heard it both ways.
No.
Apparently this was something they pounded the clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
The thing you rub, you did this on to get them clean.
Washboard.
Alright. If you cut flowers and bring them in a house to put them in water, you put them in a
vase.
When you sit down to eat, you usually have three utensils to eat with.
Knife and fork and spoon.
All right. If by accident someone gave you two of those that you cut with, you'd say, oh, I have two
knives.
After dinner, we clear the table and then we
wash the dishes.
And to get the soap off the dishes, the wife.
To get the soap off?
Mm-hmm.
Rinse them?
All right. You'd say she
rinses the dishes.
The piece of cloth that you use to wipe the dishes with.
Well, dishcloth.
All right, now would this be the one to get them dry?
Drying cloth.
That would be a drying cloth.
Or a towel. Dish towel.
What would a dishcloth be? Would it be the same thing as a dish towel?
No, I think of a dishcloth as a wash rag to wash the dishes with and a dish towel to dry them.
I see. Do they? Would you be more likely to call that a dishcloth or a dish rag?
A dish rag.
All right. If you are doing your face with soap, you might, the piece of cloth you'd use would be a
wash rag.
All right. There is a handle that you turn on the water pipe at the kitchen sink to get the water out. This is a
Well, I've heard it called spigot. I never called it that. I just called it the handle on the faucet.
All right. Now, the faucet would be the whole contraption, the whole thing, spout and all. And the handle would be the handle
mm-hmm.
of the faucet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Suppose it were outside your house. Suppose you had this handle and spout on the outside of your house, either out in the yard or on the side.
Hydrant.
All right. Suppose it were on a big barrel to let the contents out.
On a big barrel?
A barrel.
Oh, spigot.
All right. You think of the spigot as being on the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. If you're pouring liquids from one container into another, the container you're pouring into has a very small opening. You might have to put something in. That would be a
let's see. Oh, what do you call the little thing?
Fun.
I've used them many a day.
A funnel?
Funnel, sure.
All right. If you're driving horses to get them to go faster, you might crack a
whip.
If you go to the store and make a purchase, the man may gather up your items and put them all into a
paper sack.
All right. Something similar to this.